as we do this, that everybody understands what the Bible says. Man says a lot of things, but the Bible is clear. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. That is very interesting in the grammar of that passage. That means grace, salvation, and faith all rolled up into one. That collects up all and says grace, salvation, and faith is all a gift of God. Lest anyone should boast. We are saved by God's grace. So what is baptism? Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. And what we're doing this morning in this symbol, it's a public witness that they are saying, those who are baptized, that they have decided to follow Jesus in discipleship and learning of him because they saved him, because he saved them by his grace. This is a part of the new covenant. In the new covenant in Ezekiel, when it was predicted the new covenant, when Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood, Ezekiel, looking forward to this, says this in Ezekiel 36:25, I will sprinkle you with clean water. That means this. When we come to Jesus, God doesn't say, when you come to Jesus, clean yourself up. God says, come to me dirty and I'll clean you up. So please, don't come to Jesus clean. There is no soap in the world, including Clorox, that will ever be able. You come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, it is your saving grace that will cleanse me. And so therefore, baptism was predicted. That's why church does baptism, because it's a symbol that when you come to Jesus, he cleans you. You cannot clean yourself. You can grit your teeth all you want. Try to do good, you will fail. It's through the power of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the new covenant that does this. So this is what it symbolizes. A witness to you that every one of these people acknowledges their need of cleansing through Jesus Christ and that he must do it. It's a public testimony of God's grace, and that all it is, if they ever call it at a church you go to a sacrament, the word sacrament means it somehow gives you grace. The only one that gives you grace is a gift by Jesus Christ, who lavishes you with his grace. So I'll turn it over to the worship team, and I will be back. First, this morning, we'll baptize people who are Grace Bible Church. Ron, Ann, Tony, Linda, and then I'll turn it over to C Street Ministries, and then they have some people that want to acknowledge their testimony of Jesus Christ, so we have plenty who will be witnessing to their faith in Jesus Christ this morning. I'll turn it over to you, and I'll be back.